Thanks, Steve. I have to say I'm also shocked by the crowd. Just not used to this, maybe after just 1 year in Zoom. But it is great to see everyone in person, finally. Some of you I haven't met, at least physically, so I'm looking forward to meet you. Hello, I'm Marco from the Philippines. I'm currently doing a mission year for Koinonia and YPO. And yeah, today I'll be talking about how Koinonia fared throughout lockdown. And yeah, I have to admit, I've only been here for 1 year, so I haven't really experienced the Koinonia in full force. So I'd say I don't have a good grasp of I don't have a good grasp of what how things work normally here. Although I can say with a 1 to 3 months of being out of lockdown, just stories from previous years, that Koinonia thrives in outreach stalls, in evangelistic events. So you might be thinking that if these are not available, or these were not available, or at least we had to adjust to how we can have these events, then how did Koinonia do mission this year? Would we say we succeeded in our evangelism, in our mission? And honestly, I'm glad to say that we did succeed. It's probably not as grand, probably not as obvious as the previous years wherein, Koinonia was in full steam. But there were still newcomers. And some of them are now regular goers. And I attribute this success to a lot of reasons. The first is that the pandemic actually helped us talk about topics that would be helpful to the students, to the members. So these would be talking about hope, the start of the year, talking about community, we actually talked about this 2 times, and mental health, something that, is kind of hard to talk about, but because of the pandemic, it opened doors for us to be able to have an event, a prayer meeting about mental health. Next is, a big grace from God is that a good number of members in Koinonia just stepped up willingly, taking on service roles on an ad hoc basis. This helped us, the staff team, to be able to focus on relationship building, to focus on investing time and effort to, our brothers and sisters in Koinonia. And I believe this is where we thrived the past year. Relationship building, outreach, even if we didn't have specific events for it. Katrina will talk more about it later, if she's here. But personally, relationship building, outreach, it's been a struggle for me, especially when I was still in uni, because I felt like I didn't have enough time to invest in relationships. But because of the pandemic, it's pushed us to go out, pushed us to have one-to-ones, to hang out with the students, with the members. And I've seen a lot of success in that area. An example would be the Life in the Spirit seminar. I believe in these kinds of events, the Life in the Spirit seminar, Alpha Course, it's very crucial for the members or for the participants to at least have a time to interact with other people, to even if it's just the welcoming stages, just getting to know people, and most especially the fellowship, because it adds more hooks to people. But we didn't have that this year. We tried, but we didn't. Yeah, we weren't able to do it, or at least simulate that. So what we did is we mainly focused on just meeting people, hanging out with them, going on one-to-ones. So every after Life in the Spirit event or session, we'd hang out with them. Not necessarily talk about the content, we would, but we mainly focused on just being there with them, having fellowship. And this, even personally for me, even just playing sports with them. And yeah, this resulted in deeper connections in relationships, and it bore a lot of success. We had a handful of people commit to pursue Christ in this life in the Spirit seminar. It wasn't a lot, but throughout the year, the Lord reinforced my attitude towards evangelism, that even if it's just one new person, it's still worth every effort to make the event happen. 10 months ago, in our Cairo SWAT conference, we listened to a talk, and one of the main points was that what you sow in this season matters. And boy, we experienced that. The mission to advance God's kingdom never stopped. In retrospect, he used our events. The pandemic didn't stop him from bringing new people in our life, in Koinonia. And I don't see the past year as an obstacle. I see it as a stepping stone to reach newer heights. And now we can trust in the Lord that he will bring fruit to what was sown this season for the next year and the years to come. Thanks, brothers and sisters.